I'm Imran Khan in Doha. The top story is now Al Jazeera. An Australian court has ordered authorities to allow tennis ace Novak Djokovic to enter the country. He'll be released from immigration detention and will be able to play in the Australian Open. He was detained when he landed in Melbourne last week. Officials had said he couldn't get in, because he's not vaccinated against COVID-19. But Djokovic's lawyers argued his recent recovery from the virus exempts him from getting the jab. A court in Myanmar has convicted ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of 3 criminal charges. She's been sentenced to 4 years in jail. Suu Kyi was on trial for illegally possessing walkie-talkies and breaking coronavirus rules. Tony Cheng has more from Bangkok.
We've just heard from her lawyers that she was found guilty on all 3 charges she was facing. One was for violating import-export regulations. The second was for violating communications laws. And the third was for breaking COVID regulations against Myanmar's natural disasters management law. For the import-export infringement, she's got 2 years. For the communications law, she's been sentenced to 1 year. And for the breaking COVID regulations, she's got another 2 years. The first 2 charges will be served concurrently, so that's effectively 4 years in total.
Healthcare workers and people aged over 60 in India can now receive a coronavirus booster shot. The country reported its highest number of daily infections on Monday. Omicron variant infections are behind the surge. Experts warn upcoming religious gatherings could lead to a repeat of high infections that we saw last year. Senior US and Russian officials are set to meet in Geneva to discuss Russia's troop buildup on the border with Ukraine. Washington has threatened to impose sanctions if Moscow invades its neighbor. And at least 19 people, including children, have died after a fire swept through a high-rise building in New York. Dozens of people were taken to hospital after suffering smoke inhalation during the blaze in the Bronx. A faulty electric heater is thought to have been behind the blaze. American actor and comedian Bob Saget has died. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says he was found dead in a hotel room in Florida. The 65-year-old was best known for his role as Danny Tanner on the TV sitcom Full House.